And we're following a number of developments today in the Paris attacks. We learned that the president of France will visit the U.S. next week. Russia, meanwhile, has confirmed that a bomb caused the plane crash in Egypt last month. And more than half of U.S. governors now oppose Syrian refugees being resettled in their states.
And all but one are Republican governors, but some of them are moderate Republicans, including Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. Fred Tice from Here and Now contributor WBUR starts us off.
Governor Charlie Baker says his first priority is the safety and security of the people of Massachusetts. And so, in the wake of the attacks on Paris, he says he would not take in Syrian refugees at this point.
No, I'm not interested in accepting refugees from Syria. I would need to know a lot more than I know now before I would agree to do anything.
Governor, what is the latest?
Congressman Bill Keating from Massachusetts, a Democrat who serves on the House Committee on Homeland Security, agrees with Baker.
He was actually hitting the pause button to really find more information from the federal government just how these people coming in will be vetted. And that's the same question we asked within the last 2 weeks in Homeland Security of our national security head. So he's only asking for what we ask for ourselves.
Another Massachusetts congressman, Stephen Lynch, the ranking Democrat on the Subcommittee on National Security in the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, agrees with Baker as well.
I think it's appropriate for us to reassess what we're trying to do, and also the ability and the need to vet candidates for admission to this country.
But Baker's remarks disappointed some people gathered at a lunch celebrating immigrants at the Massachusetts State House. Ava Malona is executive director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
Security issues are, you know, issues of concerns for all of us, and we want what's best for our Commonwealth. But I think there is a way to welcome and the way to really go through the security checks to make sure that everybody is secured and there are no others to do us harm that are coming, you know, through different channels.
That's what Amira El-Omri hopes. She and her family left a comfortable life in Damascus and are hoping to be granted asylum in the United States.
Not all Syrians are terrorists. So this is the first thing that everybody should know. Syrians are not ISIS, because ISIS is totally different from what is Islam. So we totally understand that there should be a background check, but also it should be more understanding of like family situations.
It's not clear that governors can keep refugees out of their states. A State Department spokesman says its lawyers are looking at whether governors have that authority. For Here and Now, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.